Okay. Yeah, they have a couple different plates there. I've got a couple in my cart, or on my wish list, I should say, not in my cart. And I'm looking at it. The one plate, they tell you if it's stuck on there, stick it in the freezer and it will come off. So I'll have to see if that happens. One of the plates I was looking at was basically, it was just for PLA and PETG. It was what it was recommended for.
Yeah, I think that's the frostbite. I have the Glacier. So I have the one that will do everything, and supposedly it, the PETG and PLA don't stick quite as well, they say, on that plate. But that's what I've been using because I wanted to be able to put, you know, TPU and everything else on it. And I've had no problem with PETG in that. The only time I had one problem, the first time I had to wash it, was I had been printing some PLA, and then I switched and I printed several things in PETG, and then I went back to PLA, and I had a couple of things come loose. So I took it and scrubbed it real well. That was when I was having problems there for about a week. I couldn't get anything to stick to the plate. And I went back and washed it a second time, a little bit differently. And what I'd been doing is I always took one of the dish towels to dry the plate. And then somebody on the line, you know, said don't use something like that because the detergent leaves oils in it to make the towels on that soft. It said only use like paper towel or a dry microfiber towel. And so I just started using, I washed it again, used paper towel to dry it, and it's fine. So typically what I've been doing now, one side I have marked, I do my PETG on, I flip it over and do the PLA on the other. That way any contaminants or whatever, one side's for one side's for the other.